something to eat.
Oh,
eat
something.
Hi, traffic at Down to South is causing some total interference on TVs in some southern regions.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about Margaret.
Margaret.
Oh, yeah, Margaret's snowy. Yeah. So it's Halstead Abbey. Yeah. Because they've got a season ticket and they go feed the ducks.
Yeah, well, like, you know, the grant is 2,000
whatever, 2,000, whatever. Now, you're saying that parents subsidise that, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever your grant is, whether it's £800, parents subsidise that up to the 2,000, whatever.
Yeah.
Up to the grant status. And then everybody should be on £35, £36 a week. Out of that's got to come everything you've got, everything you've got to pay for, food, drink, whatever. And like I said, up to about 2 years ago, you claimed housing benefit with which you can pay for your rent. And that was a great help to students, you know. But now that's been stopped, so you don't get anything like that. So you've got £35 a week to pay for food, rent, community charge, everything.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen the look on everybody's face. Like, they just went. Like, and I think it's finally, I mean, I was under the delusion about how much it's, you know.
Well, you knew, because we told you.
I knew. What
you get.
But everybody thinks it's going to be easy.
Yeah, because they think they're going to get more, don't they? Or they thought they were. And the only people they're going to get any more from is the parents. Nowhere else. Nobody else is going to give them anything. I've got no illusions about it. I don't expect you to get anything from anywhere else. And I know that you wouldn't get anything from anywhere else. Because they've cut it to the bone, and the only people that can afford to go now and to live in anything like
decent,
yeah, is people who have got rich parents.
It's like Jane, her mum and dad, her dad's rich, they're rich.
They live at Bromsgrove.
Yeah. Claire said something like, if Labour get in, we'll be much better off, we'll get a much better grant. Jane goes, but we'll get every, my mum and dad will get loads of other things done and I won't be able to pay for it. I goes, well no, because you'll get the housing benefit back.
You won't get better grants. You won't though, because it won't take time to work through.
Yeah. Well,
we might do the year after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but
I think they will try to do something actually, because if they do away with the loans thing,
yeah,
they'll have to try to do something, won't they?
I know.
To be honest.
You don't. It's not going to be utopia.
Oh, no.
Just because
no,
you vote
not.
For Labour.
No.
I mean, they can't say,
of course not.
All right, all students, give them £100 a week. Give them that.
No, you can't do that because of the state of the economy.
But surely, I mean, surely they'll be able to restore the housing benefit.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to do something.
Well, it says in that thing I've got, they're going to restore a fair system of grants.
Yeah.
Of grants. That's the thing I looked at. It didn't say a fair grant. It said grants. So, I mean, even if they don't bring in a housing benefit, they'll bring in something, a housing grant.
I mean, to my mind.
On April the 10th, they're not going to be able to go, no. Ooh. No, that's it. Because for 13 years, they have dismantled the social system. That's what they've done in 13 years. So they can't say overnight, we'll put it all back, because there isn't the finance there, because they've spent it all to have done what they've done. Because they've sold everything off, like gas and electricity and everything, and all the resources they got for it, they've spent to supplement everything else. So the money won't be there. And the income from the electricity and that isn't going to the government, it's going to private enterprise. So it's not going to be there. And unfortunately, it's going to take a while because we're in such a deep recession, and the recession is bad, and it's not getting any better.
Yeah,
It'll take a long time before it starts to buckle.
Whatever they say for the election, it'll take them 3 or 4 years to put whatever they're promising into operation.
To put it right, to start the
Well, their education promises are, we'll do this within 2 years, we'll do this within 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they want to.
But in
they've
3 years, you're leaving.
Yeah, but they've got
it's going to help people like me.
They've got to try and show that they are doing something.
You shouldn't just.
This
is what I'm trying to tell everybody at school. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, how's it going to affect me? What I'm doing?
Because think of society as a whole.
I said to this kid the other day, he goes, oh, well, Ian was arguing with him when I went in, and he was going, well, what the Tories ever done for you? And he goes, well, what are they going to do for us? And I goes, well, they'll improve the grants to start off with. And he goes, well, it won't be a time to benefit us. And he goes, well, you shouldn't just be thinking about yourself.
No, that's the trouble with people.
Yeah, they're just bothered about themselves.
It's like on there. All them people who are under that certain amount, they're all going to be going, oh, well in here, we'll vote for them then.
Yeah.
And people do that,
well,
don't
they? Well, it's like Richard today. He goes, well, what are Labour going to do for us? Well, I goes, well, give better grants and restore housing benefits.
Is he going to university?
Yeah.
What doing?
He goes.
I think the only course he'll pass is mucking about course. Let's see who can muck about for the next 3 years.
I can't understand it. They've got to have a decent grade to go to university. But they seem to think they can get in on D's and E's. If he gets D's and E's, he's not going anywhere except to work.
Because,
come on.
He is. Because to me, you're wasting your time.
If you haven't got enough discipline to get a good grade in your A-levels,
then
you're no way going to have enough discipline to get any sort of grade in.
Because you're living...
Because
you're living at home when you're doing A-levels. You haven't even got the discipline of your parents to say, get up there and do something, have you?
But some people don't. I've got that.
Well, if I didn't come in, I don't think you do enough. Either of you do enough. But if
I was talking to Nicola.
I don't care what other people do. I'm saying you do enough.
So
either
what kind
of
time have I got at the moment?
No, you're
entering. Well, I know you're doing that, but you've still got to find time to do your work. Because your exams are still going to be on the same day, aren't they?
I'm doing my work at school.
I know you haven't got a lot of time now. It's important to. That's just as important to do what you're doing
now.
Well,
yes, I know it is, but the exams are still on the same day. So you've got to find time to do a certain amount.
Well, look at it this way, it'll all be over by Saturday anyway.
Well, no, I know it's important to involve yourself, but David has decided to involve himself now in the last year of the last time of his year. He could have done that in his fourth year and his third year. But David's decided to get involved in it in his sixth year, coming up to his A level.
And his
every
year cut.
He had to borrow the money off me to do that.
It'll be on over on Saturday. Once I see Paulie, I'm going to get in touch with her on Saturday. Then I'll get my job project done. I can't do anything until I've got this bloody project out of the way. Can I? That's what Crawley said to me, wasn't it, Dad?
What?
Get the geography project out of the way first.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's got this thing to do with this computer when he can get hold of it to get the computer.
I've done a lot though, haven't I?
Yes, you have been working on it, yes. Up to this last week when you've been doing them. Yeah.
But what can I do? I can't be two places at once.
Oh, no. Now a
new medical that place says you can't do
that. No. Miss.
Now it's right. Now
Miss. That's good. Do it actually, mate. I, Miss. That's asked me and Claire and Lisa all at the same time.
Yeah.
Do it.
We ask for your help. Yes. What about Jane's, is it Jane?
Yeah.
Who lives out at Tardeby?
No, it's Lisa. Lisa.
What's that girl who comes in the Datsun?
Lisa.
What about her parents? Are they well off?
Well,
the man from down at Bottom, he was in
the club. He was in the club, yeah.
Yeah.
The computer man.
That
husband. Son.
Kerwick.
No, the computer in the corner. Yeah, it was in the club tonight. I missed time.
Mr. or young?
No, the young lad. And
died 2 days later. He used to be, according to everyone, he was such a so-and-so. He used to be balmy. He was like the close balmy man, and he used to like chase people around with bricks and stuff. And then we used to hate him, and like Julian and Andy used to beat him up all the time.
How old is he?
Dunno.
17, 18. 26 horses.
Who was in there with
his other
lad? Jane. No, not Jane. Lisa. Well, the well off. They're well off, but they've got a massive mortgage on them. Got a really big mortgage.
I wonder if they... Is she going to university or hoping to?
Is that the
threatened
staff at the
Abbey
larger one?
Somebody
wants
threatened
the
staff in the
Abbey
National.
It was you.
It was your dad with a wig on.
I recognise you, mate.
They're threatening him in all these buildings.
I bet they asked him to fill in a form for him. Excuse me, could you just fill in a form and we'll have the money for
him. Dad, we're not giving out
money. I'm sorry, but we can't give it.
What do you mean you're a representative of the French Provident Building Society?
We're not giving out mortgages at the moment.
I'm sorry, we're not giving money away today.
Yeah. But if you'd just like to phone a phone, we'll be with you as soon as possible.
In the next 3 years.
In the east of England, two small-time robbers have been engaged in a partnership that's led so far to at least two violent deaths.
Oh, this is right.
Is this us?
Yeah.
I'll switch off.
He's about 5'6", with thin, ginger to light brown hair. He had a very blotchy face. He may have been wearing this coat, which was found later nearby. The driver was very much younger, around 25, with short dark hair and a chubby face.
Does
he still have that moustache? If you recognise either of the men, please call.
Do you recognise this? It could be the vital clue in a rape inquiry in Hemel Hempstead. It was worn by the attacker and has quite a distinctive motif. Possibly a semicircle with teardrops or splashes and a yellow flash across the centre. Colleagues haven't been able to find one like it. The attack took place on Wednesday, the 18th of December last year. The attacker is in his early 20s, about 5'10", with short, mousy coloured hair, and he had a gold Tudor rose stud earring in his left ear. Do you know who he is or can help with any of cases?
No.
We need to hear from you urgently.
No.
The
number
811-811-811.
Well, a brief progress report on some of the calls we've been taking so far. On the Leslie Mills Senior murder investigation, there's been a witness who saw the white car in the lay-by in 1975, has rung in again to give his name in case police meet him. Somebody thinks they may have been the owner of the blue van seen in the lay-by on that afternoon.
Well, we've had useful information it was
on three out of our four critical cases, so we'll keep you posted on those. To look back at last month's programme, although Crime Watch in fact received so much acclaim, there is disappointingly little to report on most of the cases. That is, of course, with one notable exception.
That exception, of course, was the arrest of a man next day and charges that followed for the murder of Julie Dart and the kidnapping of Stephanie Slater. You may be interested in two details which have not so far emerged. It wasn't just the tape we played, the kidnapper's voice, that led to the arrest. If you recall, we compiled a profile of the offender, including artist's impressions, a detailed of his car and his movement around the country. We had so many calls, in fact over 1,500, that the police gave priority to viewers who thought they could put together several pieces of the jigsaw. One woman did just that. She then phoned her son to see if he agreed, and within minutes, separately, they both rang in. It was the combination of clues that led to the arrest.
It's interesting to note, by the way, that despite the voice and despite the drawings of the kidnapper's appearance, despite all the many different clues we gave, not one of the other 1,500 callers actually gave the same name.
Now, back for the first time since before Christmas, a chance to see if something looks familiar in our treasure trove of pictures, rugs, fine porcelain and toys. Here with our man's claim of property in search of rightful owners, is Eric
Knopf. Thank you,
and well worth the wait. For starters, the piece you're this is wonderful Jacobean carved oak overmantel. Decorated with episodes from the Bible. There's Cain and Abel, and there's Adam and Eve. Another popular subject, Europa and the Bull. It features on this Vienna porcelain vase of around about 1890. It's good quality going. He's got the body of a shell. He's obviously a landlord, and maybe his mind's a pint. But whether he's English or whether he's Turkish, I just don't know. But one thing I do know, that no self-respecting Victorian lady would be without a work basket or a pen still, or a work table.
We'll take that one off the wall,
Nice little feature is this fretwork panel. Now when it comes to paintings, I like paintings with a bit of atmosphere to them. And here's a model by a called Rose. It shows the tiny of Margaret just after a thunderstorm. I like the way the light just falls on the sail of that Thames barge. But plenty of shipping in this Dutch old master by Stork. Something of a sedate scene until you realise that the prize vessel in the background give her a five-gun salute. Now, here's another prize vessel, if I may. It's a tiny little loving cup, and it's engraved Crew Prize, Second Boat, Amateur Race, BYC, August the 23rd, 1919. But there's one picture here I would like to take home with me, and the name is Alice Buckingham. And here she is in a pensive mood by the artist Woodhouse Stubbs, and it's dedicated to her. Good name for an artist, Woodhouse Stubbs. And if you're a composer, you can't be wrong with a name like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And here he is, a good quality French casting, late 19th century. And here's another name for you, D.W. Morris of Cornhill, London. An early 19th century Georgian bracket clock. A case of time standing still. And I wish time would stand still in my garden, but it's getting to the time where we've got to start cutting the lawn. I would hope it would look something like this. Now, it's signed Sylvester Stannard, but I doubt it. I mean, I've got the flowers, I just need the house. Now, when it comes to fruit painting, the Royal Worcester artists, they're in a league of their own. And here's Mr. Platt with two vases, and Mr. Kenyon down there. Lockyer, I beg your pardon, Mr. Lockyer. Look at those peaches! You could just reach in and eat one. And finally, here's another little peach. It's a German biscuit-headed doll of about 1900, and here she is in all her finery. She's all dressed up and nowhere to go, unless you can offer the right invitation. If you can, 0818118181. Or you can phone the Thames Valley Police direct on 0865-266-000. That's 0865-266-000. If you can, and your house number on all your valuables using a diamond tip stylus pen, a bit like this. With ornaments or delicate property, you can use an ultraviolet pen of this sort. But if you do, be careful because the ink can fade over time. Now, surprisingly, pens like these aren't normally available in the high street, only through mail order. Details are available if you want to try and get some on CFAX on page 628, or of course you can contact your local crime prevention officer. You should also, please, this is very sensible, video or photograph your valuables so that at least you've got a record of them if they're stolen.
Well, now to our last appeal for your help tonight, which is a robbery at the Preston's Jewellery Store in Guildford in Surrey. What makes this crime particularly serious is the vicious treatment of the store's manager. Our reconstruction begins 4 days before the robbery, on Tuesday the 3rd of December, at Watkins Paint Depot in Hackney in North London.
Well, nothing that you...
Having just loaded up and signed up to paint, these two robbery men decided to have a cup of tea before moving out.
absolutely.
When they saw someone lights. Driving their van,
oh,
they
no,
weren't at first surprised.
Where the prices that these were on the depot.
It was only several minutes later that they realised it had been stolen. Mark Riley, the manager, always parked his car outside the city centre, and two of his colleagues gave him a lift there. Should have been foiled by backup security arrangements. Unfortunately, that particular night, there was a temporary fault in the system. But having gained access to the safe and knowing the right combination, they didn't manage to open it.
I bet this is when they started to get
such a cup, please.
Quite lovely.
Hi, how are you? Move along, move along.
Okay.
It's not about here yet.
Yeah.
No,
you should be here in a minute.
They had gagged me, so my first concern was to remove the gag because it had restricted my breathing quite considerably, and this I managed to do.
You've been a naughty boy, and you're telling us porkies, eh, huh?
What are we doing now, number one?
Carry on with plan one complete.
This is what's going to happen. I'm going to take you back to the shop, and you're going to open the safe for us.
With Mark being the manager of like a prestigious jewellers, it's always a possibility in the back of your mind that something like a kidnap or something of that sort could actually happen. So by the time when he decided to go and he had still turned up, then I was really quite anxious, so it was very important to actually go back and check the shop first.
It's now about 7:15.
Right now.
Anyone who saw them that night would remember. Mark's jaw had been broken and his nose was bleeding profusely. He may have looked like a drunk being supported by two friends.
They lifted the blindfold, but made sure I kept my head straight facing the safe and shone a torch on the dial of the safe. So all I could see was the dial.
Yeah.
On the safe, and they instructed me to open the safe. This I did manage to do, although it was difficult because I was still handcuffed, and particularly the right hand was very, very tight, and my right hand was completely numb.
The
steam
gun.
The
tap. Oh dear,
one
dear.
To the shop. This was possibly one of the most frightening parts of the whole situation, because by now I was no use effectively. And at this point I thought, if this is going to happen, if they're going to shoot me, then this is when it's going to be. So this was obviously a very frightening time.
It was just about 7:30 as Jane Redman arrived at Preston's with her boyfriend. At first, they were relieved to see Mark's car outside.
We got to the shop, looked in the window, and at first we thought it was Mark in the safe. It was just a guy there with a trench coat on.
But a split second later, I realised that it wasn't. I turned, and the only thing I could think of was to make it more difficult for the robbers to get away by taking their car.
Right, come on, let's go!
It was a terrible ordeal for the manager, who seems to be coping well now, 3 months on. But Nick Bobcheck, the first clue to this crime might lie in the paint that the van contained at the time it was stolen from Watco's in Hackney in North London. It's very distinctive paint, and if somebody's got it, they'll recognise it.
Yes, that's correct. The van had been just loaded with 47 tins of this type of paint. If anyone has come by any of these tins from the Watco depot, then we'd like to hear from them.
And there's a kind of double compartment in one of those tins, which, as I say, if you've got, you'll recognise. It must have been quite busy in that high street. It's a Saturday evening, but loads of people surely must have seen what happened, you think.
Yes, it was around 7:15 on a Saturday night, so we'd like to hear from anyone who may have witnessed this event. We do have a sighting of a man who was standing outside the Olympus Sports Shop, which is situated opposite Preston's Jewellers. This would have been around about 7 o'clock. He is described about 6 foot tall, and he was wearing a Timberland-style type of shoe. We do need to eliminate this man from our inquiry, so we'd like him to come forward.
You might have seen something vital, of course. Are there any other people in particular that you would speak to?
Yes, in fact, there were three young women who were sitting on a bench, which is opposite Preston's itself. They must have seen something, so I'd like them to come forward, as they may have something that could help us.
I presume the other witnesses must have seen the men running away after they'd left Jeffrey's Passage. Where did they go after that?
Yes, they would have merged onto North Street, right opposite Groom's Public House, which would have been quite busy at that time of night, around 7:30. So we'd be interested in anybody who saw three men racing out of the passageway.
If you're in any doubt, just to remind you that it's Saturday the 7th of December. And of course there's somebody who's you've had a couple of phone conversations with who you'd like to contact you again.
Yes, we've had an anonymous caller who's rang twice for information in relation to the stolen van, and I would very much like to hear from him again.
And finally, somebody might recognise some of the stolen jewellery. Some of it was pretty unusual.
Oh, Dad, it's only been off.
Yes, some of the items are quite rare. This is an emerald and diamond ring. These emerald earrings are quite old. This is a diamond sapphire crucifix. Also stolen was a Shikubo Japanese rocket. Again, quite rare.
Just a few examples there. If you can help, then please get in touch. The number here to the studio is 081-871-8181. Or you can ring Guildford Police Station direct, and that number is 0483-31111. That's
3811 Guildford. A name has been suggested, and there are details about the
individual. I think you better put that on the tape.
On the Joan Rylat murder, a police officer has rung with the name of a suspect, and that's been taken. for obvious reasons very seriously indeed. On the Leslie
Goldstein, what's it been doing for the last three weeks?
If you can't stay up till then, ladies, do bear in mind that Crime Watch brings together the worst of human nature, of course, but also, in the desire for help and the calls that are coming in right now, the best of human nature.
That's all that comes one and that, isn't it?
Yeah, just that slight thing, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
And that fills in with five other things.
Yeah.
Just makes it up like.
Good night.
Once again, the correct number to call is
081-811-8181. I'll be a dude, though, if it's the
same people. The bars are open. It's operated. They're going around murdering. Serial killers in Lincoln. Rachel has a good reason.
Rachel, I don't think we should be doing this.
Neither do I. See you tonight.
And Annie?
We've all got sorrows. So why is she screaming?
We're all screaming.
Sunday at 9:05 on BBC One.
In our own way.
Plenty to scream about now, and one as more unsuspecting celebrities come face to face with the outrageous Ruby. No half measures here, just the full wax.
Wax, pain in the backside.
Oh, I care.
Hi, I'm Ruby. Where are you going?
I'm off to bed.
Get out of my way.
Hey,
get these. Oh, watch my jealousy.
Germans.
Yeah?
You've just become Cindy German. No, you haven't. What are you holding it for?
Because that's it bang against me.
Will it put in your pocket?
Because it won't make any noise then. Stick it on your pocket now.
Like so. See?
Oh, how special does that look?
Tie?
No, I'm not sticking it on my tie.
Can't we make a big conversation, please? It's juicy.
And there's third years there. No, I'm not. No, I refuse.
You refuse? Oh, my God. Where are you going to go then? Because I'm not going outside, are
you? I've got to go down to graphics.
Let's go.
You did promise.
I did promise, yeah, I did.
Anyway, I've got a question that's been about the availability of a green spray can.
Hey, Brian.
Hello, Ellie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that sick
floor.
Good.
Oh!
I just looked
at Oh, you take this so bad. Oh, no.
Nice bum. Nice way.
What?
I think you're going to get out.
That's that with excitement. I can see. I can tell. I bet he has some little fit so they can just sit, you know, squeeze his brief line.
Aww.
I'm incredibly scared of you, and I go, I know you
I
are.
Bet he doesn't. Is that what you're doing? Adidas.
No, only me.
What's Claire doing
there? She's designing scene costumes.
Well, let me see her.
What?
You've still not done anything.
Well, I've done my introduction.
That's it.
And analysis, and that's it.
Well done, Helena.
Loads there, isn't there? Just
where's your that bit you did on
that one little how special.
So you're going
they're
to
not even even.
They're not supposed to be.
Good.
They're supposed to be like that. That's my best bit, that is. I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah. I suppose. Not better do. Not tour.
Hi, Steffi. Is this Juliet? That's Juliet.
Is she alright now? What did Christian, Miss Christian help? A great help, was it?
It was. Look for a dome shaped bag. Where's the dome shaped bag?
I liked the bit where you were going, I don't know what to do.
I ain't got a clue what to do. How should I do things like that?
Do you know what we do? Just walk away.
Go, oh, whoopsie daisy. Bye then.
A dome shaped bag.
Right.
Going down
to graphics. Yeah. Well, summer light school, well. Only turn. Of course, we're not going to get done. Got Mr. Laxton under my thumb.
What
are you doing? What? Graphics room. What other room? Glue and stuff. Yeah, that's all.
Greasy metal and stuff.
Drawing. Oh no, what a shame. I was left to do one. Oh boom. Yeah. I'm so upset about that.
What you've got one more lesson.
Got lessons afternoon?
Yeah, but you don't have to do loads in one lesson.
Yeah, I'll be able to finish my one tonight. That one with the lines on. I've got to spray that green.
What? Yeah.
That's the design to go on it. We're going to have to go and put it back now.
Is it locked? No, they go out
to the football. Oh, do they? Yeah. Well, dear me, what a shame.
I don't know.
Teachers are alcoholics. Teachers, who would have
them? Alcoholics, is that? So, what's this design then?
That's all I'm doing. Except it's not like that anymore. I like the arms on the t-shirts. Well, of course, it's been just a quick sketch, wasn't it? Yes. I mean, you know I can't draw.
Wonderful. What does that say? What's it supposed to say?
Wimbledon. Oh, that's rough.
I must admit, it's really good. Okay.
No, it isn't. It's rubbish.
Don't let me mock you. It's really good.
It's pathetic. And you know it.
No, I can take it at all. So can I just have a quick look at your works? I just stick this.
Just get my. You're losing all my bits of paper. All my importantly filed bits of. Okay then. Oh wow, what a hairstyle. And that's cool, isn't it?
I've got something to work.
Have you? Why? Why?
Your
folder.
It's quite good.
No, it isn't. He said that was rubbish. Oh, did you hear about? Oh, yes, you were there when we put hair gel in her shoes.
She put them on?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, she had a white right go at me yesterday, right? Stephanie, she goes, oh, I took it out before I put
a
shoe
and
my foot in it.
Killed you. She probably didn't.
It's a
man
with that. I think it was good.
I know.
The knees.
What?
The knees were
I'm sorry, I'm not being Pablo Picasso.
It's finished. Actually, the skirt's not. Oh well, it's your drawing. Oh, I like the. You've got the shoulders and the head right. I could never do that. Can I get the proportions in? Give me just a little.
That's only what I've written in my analysis and that.
If you haven't done anything yet, so how can you analyse it? Is it analyse? Analyse? Where do I stick this now then?
Put it back in my folder.
Have a nice game of football. Did you have a nice game of football, did you? Can we join in?
We're real demons of the ball, we are. Excuse me, I am.
I'm quite good.
How many volleys can you do then non-stop?
None.
Because I'm not into volleys, I'm into tackling.
I'm into it.
Breaking their legs and kicking them in the bollock. I mean ball. In the testicle area.
Let's go sit down in there. Thing.
Where are you going?
Oh, come on. Why? It's nice and quiet. Oh, hello.
Sorry, but we're not taping this conversation or anything.
It's come off, actually.
Who's this? Oh, it's mine. It's mine.
It's not her. It's just
let's have a look. Isn't it wonderful?
You should hide it a bit more, isn't it?
Well, you can't really, but no one notices. But I'm not doing it on purpose, it's for a survey that I get £25 for. Watch me read.
And what do you do in the survey?
Just record my conversations to everyone.
Why?
I'm doing a survey.
Who?
Mr. Dictionary Company.
I don't believe you. A dictionary company? You didn't
have
a boring dictionary company!
What did you think?
Are they going to hear this now?
They are. They are, honestly, aren't they?
Oh, and
honestly,
where did you see this then? In a magazine or something?
No, they came onto my hand. I swear on my mother's grave. It's not even my Walkman. They gave me a Walkman. They gave me 20 tapes. I'm not joking.
Let me have a look at this Walkman. I don't believe you, Helen.
He was killed then.
These French camera crews have been
dinner.